This morning's reading is from John 15, which can be found on page 1083 in the Church Bibles. That's John 15, starting at verse 1 on page 1083. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Richard. He looked after me at St. Paul's and looking after me here. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, I am so pleased to be here. I am so pleased to hear how well your vision day went yesterday, and so pleased to see so many folk and to see so many old friends and see you in such good heart. And I am so pleased to be serving with Sylvia. Now, not a lot of people know this, but I got Sylvia for you.
She doesn't even know.
And whilst we often shop at Waitrose in Banstead, actually we got her at Asda. Lindy, this is quite true. Alice is looking very disbelieving, but actually what happened was that Lindy Pancho... Is Lindy around?
Yes.
Oh, Lindy's always around. Lindy came in one Sunday and said, I had this vision that there were angels outside that door, and they were telling us all to go to Asda. I think they were on commission. And this is quite true. And we went, and Sylvia came charging in to do her shopping. And we were handing things out in the foyer, and you said, I'm looking for a church.
That's true.
And the rest is history. And what a wonderful thing it is. Actually, I was looking at some notes. Do you realise the first time I ever preached, in fact, it was Sandra Fascini who led the church in those days, she said... we've got a new preacher next Sunday. I said, oh, that's interesting. She said, oh, it's you. And the theme was love. The theme was God's love. And it is... it's something I've struggled with, actually, over the years, but which has followed me around. And as we approach the talk of burning branches and fruitfulness, I want to approach this through the prism of God's love. Do you remember the 1970s, you know, Love Is type cartoons? Well, what are the defining and differentiating characteristics of God's love? And all in 10 minutes. Challenge. Who remembers that children's book? I think it came out in the 90s, actually. Yes. And what phrase did it write into our lexicon? I love you to the moon and back. Next question. How far is it to the moon and back?
Let me just check Google.
Let me just check Google. Oh, Sylvia, I wish I'd left you in ambient produce now. 100 About half a million. Trust Simon, well done. The actual answer is 477,710. So, whoops. That's right. Good. So that's pretty good. But of course, that's still a finite distance. People say, I love you as much as all the drops in the ocean, but that is about 2.6 times 10 to the power 25. Billion, billion stars, but still finite.
To infinity and beyond.
The first truth I want to share is that God truly does love us to infinity and beyond. And I've struggled with a sense of adequacy and really believing that that applied to me over the years. And as a result, this wonderful scripture in Ephesians 3 has followed me through life. We had it at our wedding when my brother read it, and it was almost like he was Jesus in that context. Non-Christians were blown away by its power. I had it when I went on my assessment panel in the service, and my first day at Vicar Factory, it was the reading. And, yes, this is also was on the wall and spoken to me of the God who will go to such lengths to rescue even me. But it was Paul who wrote to the people in Ephesus, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all God's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. It is so beyond infinity that it is only through the gift of the Spirit that we can even begin to grasp how much you're loved, how much I'm loved. Isn't that awesome? And to know that this knowledge, that this love that surpasses knowledge, i.e. surpasses our intellect, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And I'm only just beginning to glimpse what that means for you and for me. So God's love is beyond infinity, dimensionless. God's love is proven. People sometimes say, oh, you know, God hasn't sorted out my job yet. He hasn't sorted out my illness yet. He hasn't sorted out my relationship yet. Oh, God's under, the first warning, you know, God's under, God's love for you and for me is proven. It is enough for me, ultimately, that Jesus, that God entered this world. He was born in abject circumstances. He died in humility, and all for me and for you. It is proven. That is why John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his son. It is the ultimate demonstration of boundless love. It's proven and it is triumphant. It is victorious. And if there is one core message of Easter, it is that although we have yet to see the total victory of the second coming, we live in an age of now and not yet, where we know that if we live in the power of God, that there is nothing that can ultimately separate us from his love, in heaven or in earth or under the earth. Isn't that the amazing promise? And we are clothed in the authority of God. Jesus said, the things that I do, you will do and more. We have his power and his authority. His love is ultimately victorious. And it's personal. The God who is transcendent, who put the stars into space, said in the garden, Mary, he knows you and knitted you together and delights over you and me. It's personal. And as it says in John 13:35, by this you will be known, by the way that you love each other as a community. And I'm so encouraged to hear that yesterday in your vision day, that there was a real sense of we may have slightly different ways of singing hymns or whatever, but we are the people of God. And we are so going to love each other in the two communities creating the United Church that the surrounding community is going to think, wow, something extraordinary is happening. That is our defining badge. The love which showed even the early Christian, even the early pagans who were persecuting the Christians, such love they have that they die one for another. That's the depth of love and sacrifice to which we are called. And because it's so profound, God's love is transformative. It does change us, and it does call us to be changed. And ultimately, it can be painful at times, but I recognize that God loves me and God loves you so much that he doesn't want to leave us as we are. He wants to strip off all that the world puts on us and release the people that we were meant to be. As it says in Isaiah 64, yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter, and we are the work of your hand. And it's in that context that we approach the fairly tough message of the vine and the branches. I am the true vine. There's so many false vines around, aren't there? Wealth, beauty, accomplishment. I am the true vine, says Jesus. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Now, we don't earn our way to heaven by bearing fruit. That is the message of grace. Outrageous grace by which, through what Jesus did, we are all those who accept him as Lord and Savior are welcomed into his presence. End of. Period. Yet, and it's not a but, it's a yet, that love which he feels for us and which we instinctively and increasingly as we're transformed feel for him naturally find its outworking in fruitfulness. And that fruitfulness can be our spiritual growth, it can be the spiritual growth of our community. And until the full United Church grows in community and grows in internal fruitfulness, then we can't reach out to the world. The two things go hand in hand, they're cyclical. But that fruit is the mark of our love. And that fruit has changed lives. That fruit is seeing the kingdom of God built here. That fruit, as Mother Teresa said, she said, we cannot always do great things, but we can do small things. But we can do small things with great love. That fruit is seen in changing the world and building the kingdom of God now, life after life after life. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. I think it's so important, isn't it, to remember that it's only by dwelling in the presence and love of God that we can be used by him to change this world. No branch can bear fruit by itself. That's why each of us and each of the people that we know, and bear in mind, 1 in 6 of all the people that we know would accept an invitation to church. Our place is here. Our place is in community. Because we haven't a chance of being a Christian on our own. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear, not you might, you will bear such fruit. And if you don't remain in me, you will be cast off and you will be picked off by the world. And we all know that that is the case. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So believe and know in your heart this morning, because we need constantly to be reminded of this, because I need constantly to be reminded of this, that God's love is, for you and for me, is infinite. It's proven. It is victorious. It is continually transformative. It is experienced in community. And it will show forth itself in the transformation and the fruitfulness which will change this new parish and which will build the kingdom of God here. Amen.